The landscape around Johannesburg is determined primarily by civil engineering detritus, by the residue of different interventions of man onto the landscape: pylons, abandoned concrete pipes, half-built highways, abandoned mine tailings and mine dumps. This does two things. It gives you a very strong visual language for the landscape, because in many ways the landscape draws itself. There are the straight lines, the linearity of pylons. It's not a landscape that's defined by streams or woods or mountains. It's defined by these very mechanical interventions into it.